Hi, Jason.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I have a family member who's 10 years old or 10 or 11, and they just found out he has type 1 diabetes.
Oops.
Any recommendations?
Well, you betcha, sir. I have worked with people who've caught their type 1 diabetes early and reversed it. Now, about 10, 15 years ago, there was some very big excitement, particularly in Europe and only slightly in these United States, about niacinamide, which is a B vitamin, of course. And niacinamide, in some cases, would reverse type 1 diabetes if you caught it early enough. And then the excitement died off because people weren't catching it very early. They weren't taking enough niacinamide and so forth. That's just one thing. And by the way, anybody who's trying to do this, it's best to work with a physician who knows what they're doing on it. Not that it will hurt anything, but niacinamide can have an effect of getting you nauseated if you take too much, and you want to pay attention to that, etc., etc. But that's not the only thing, sir. There's a botanical that comes from Australia. I'm sorry, from the south, that area of the world, Indonesia, Southeast Asia, and so forth, with the capability of helping to reverse type 1 diabetes. I worked with an engineer, and engineers, my goodness, they do everything, and they document everything, and so forth, who reversed his type 1 diabetes within about 8 months by using the niacinamide. This other stuff, which name I don't remember because I don't work with that many people who reverse type 1 diabetes, but I can also always look it up. And then since then, there's been one other thing pointed out. It was published in Lancet in the year 2000, and that is that pregnant mummies who paid attention to what they were advised to do and gave their little fetuses while they were just, I'm sorry, their little infants, newborn infants. I said the wrong thing. I meant newborn infants. They gave them 2,000 units of vitamin D a day to a newborn infant. Won't it kill them? No, it didn't kill anybody. And they followed those kids for 36 blinking years, and there was an 80% reduction in type 1 diabetes amongst the kids whose mommies gave them the 2,000 units a day compared to the kids who were born to the mommies who didn't give them 2,000 units a day. So I'm pretty sure that vitamin D has a big old effect. And living here in the Pacific Northwest, to keep our vitamin D levels up to what's optimal, we really, really, really do need to take some. We can't go out in the sun often enough. So anyway, there are three things. Oh, by the way, I remember the name of the Australian stuff. It's called Gymnema, G-Y-M-N-E-M-A, Gymnema, almost like a gymnasium, with niacinamide, Gymnema, and vitamin D, and then some other things. Those are the major ones, though. It is possible to get type 1 diabetes turned around. So that person, his parents, I guess I should say, should consider seeing a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because it's not necessarily too late, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. Thank you for the help, sir.
And thank you for calling. We need to let everybody know about that Lancet article, particularly. And the kids were not overdosed on vitamin D at 2,000 units a day, and that's newborn infants, and an 80% reduction in type 1 diabetes. Oh, yes, there were over 10,000 kids in this study, too. So pretty good one. Published in Lancet, vitamin D helps to prevent type 1 diabetes if you give it to the kids.